HarperCollins presents The Young Widows by S.J. Short, read by Vivian Carter. Prologue. Now. He thinks he should feel something, anything, but for the moment he's numb. A woman stands in front of him, like a goddess with electric eyes and a smile fueled by fury. Her teeth are bared. She is ready for battle. Overhead, rain pelts down from a charred sky, relentlessly soaking them through. Her body is rendered near naked as wet fabric clings to every line and curve, becoming more translucent by the second, and yet she doesn't move to shield herself. She is going to kill him. Cold droplets slide down the back of his neck, into his shirt collar, and the wind drills into his bones. His tie is a noose. He trusted her, appreciated her, told her things about himself that he would never tell another living soul. Was he perfect? Far from it. But he never expected her to fight back. Not like this. What happened to the pliable, manageable, modelling clay woman she was yesterday? How did she surprise him like this? How did she best him? He looks over the edge of the balcony. There's a pool below, and the water ripples in the wind, splashing over the edge like waves on a beach. The air howls, taunting him, condemning him, beckoning him. The floor tilts beneath his feet. There's a deep churning sensation in his stomach, and he's sure that he will throw up the meal he ate a few hours ago. The sensation swells. There's acid in his throat. But he can't move. Shock has turned him to petrified wood. He is a statue of a man realizing that the tables have been permanently turned. He's a fool, a loser, a fly in the spider's web. You drugged me. His words are slurred, his tongue dense and thick as a plank of wood, yet his mind races. Yes, she replies. It feels as though she can look inside him, all his fears and regrets flickering in his brain like a slideshow. I did drug you.
Why?
His voice is a whine. In front of him, she sways, but she hasn't moved an inch. He blinks. The image is all wrong. Things aren't moving the way they should. It's like the world has become liquid, without structure. Everything is slipping through his fingers. Because you deserve it. She takes a step forward, the length of her dress clinging to her legs in the rain. Water runs in rivulets over her shoulders and arms and cheeks. At first he thought she might be crying, but there is nothing but victory in her eyes. This is for everyone you've hurt. For all of us. Then she pushes him. His body tumbles, graceless and forceful, over the balcony and towards the ground. It all happens so fast. One minute he's standing, and the next he's flying. The world comes in flashes of colour. Terracotta tile, blue water, lush green grass, charcoal clouds. He doesn't even have a moment to scream because his mind and body aren't connected anymore. The drugs have addled him. He lands with a great thud on the edge of the pool, the impact to his head so bright and sharp that whiteness explodes in his vision. He feels the weightlessness of the water before he even registers that he's rolled into the pool, and the velocity makes him sink, 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 all the way to the bottom. There's a breath-stealing pain in his face. Something is broken. Come on, swim! But his body won't cooperate. He naturally drifts back up, but not fast enough. Water has filled his mouth and nostrils, the taste of chlorine hitting the back of his tongue and burning his eyes. He has no energy to struggle. It's so peaceful down here, so serene. Maybe he should take a nap. He's so very tired. Digging deep, he finds the basal desire to live and kicks his feet. It's like wading through honey. Red tendrils of blood curl like smoke in the water around him. But he can't think about that. He can't think at all. Just swim. The surface is within reach. So close.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?